November 7th, optimism is the handmaiden of faith. Together, they help us see light at the end of tunnels yet to be built. Anonymous. In the early days of this country, there was said to be a very wise man who lived on the edge of the western frontier. He ran a general store, and in addition to providing supplies for horse and wagon travelers, he gave advice and information freely. One of the questions many people anxiously asked was, "What kind of people will we find up ahead?" He would ponder the query for a minute and then respond, "What kind of people did you have in the place you just left?" If the traveler said they were unfriendly, mean, ornery folks that he was glad to leave behind, the merchant would shake his head forlornly and say, "I'm sorry to tell you, but where you're heading, you'll find plenty of those types too." But if the wayfarer told the store owner that he was sad to leave old friends, generous, helpful, warm, and kind, the man would tell him, "Don't worry. You're going to find hundreds of people just like you left behind." It is said that the man was never wrong. People have a way of tilting circumstances for or against themselves by the attitudes they harbor. If you enter into a venture thinking you're going to fail, you make a self-fulfilling prophecy, a contract with defeat. But if you are confident, optimistic, positive about a result, your chances of success are increased manyfold. One way to fortify yourself when you launch out into the unknown is to include God in your plans. He will not forsake you, and whatever the outcome, He will sustain you. When I feel certain and fearful, Lord, steady my wavering heart.